Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're holding on Sabbath Tess of the days, about the 12, 13 lines, I guess, from the bottom. Well, I am Shipman Pazzi. Does everybody have it? I buy a Shimon Ben Pazzi. Here we just concluded the different shilas that we had. Play Glolim, the Dinim of Play Avadim, Play Glolim, and whether or not it retains the tumor, doesn't retain the tumor, what the equal does. And the nafkaminas that we have, whether it's soft things like Basar, the Bison with the Tinoikis, with the mice with the bones, what exactly, when do we say that the tumor remains? Now, and then we have, of course, the Bayer of Zera Shiloh. Hitim Shiar Dubaavin, whether it's talking about where it came in Moshe Sechem, or it came in Derech Nes, the way Tosfos learned, different things that we have. And now, Bayer of Shimon Ben Pazzi. Shimon Ben Pazzi asked the following Shiloh. Does everybody know who Pazzi was?
No, I don't know Pazzi.
Pazzi was his mother.
Somebody else.
Bayer of Shimon Ben Pazzi. The
Rebbe
of Basra and Ben Tess. Pazzi was not his father. Pazzi was his mother.
Who was his father?
Bayer of Shimon Ben Pazzi. What?
Wow. So who was his father?
Huh? We don't know his father was, but his name, his mother was Pazzi. Because he has Rias. Byron Shimon Ben Pazzi. She Bailish Shehavia Shlish. Kaidem Leimer. Now, you have a sheev that grew a third Kaidem Leimer of the Akra Bishasla Liacharheimer. He plucked it off, plucked it that he planted it. What?
Replanted
it after the Eimer. So again, so it really, and he had the heter that the Eimer was batter it. So it's really mutter, you really would be able to eat it. On the other hand, so he planted it. Now the new growths over here are something that's growing after the Eimer that never had the heter of the Eimer. Let's say it grew a deal of shlish. That itself became mutter, but let's say it grew a whole bunch afterwards. That already does not have the heter of the Eimer. How do you view that? A sifa. It's added, expanded. Mahu. What do you do? Is that mutter or is it usher? Mahu, basar ikar azlina, visharya, of visharya Eimer. Are you going to say that you go basar the ikar that's kaveya? The whole plant, even for the expansion, it's going to be mutter because the expansion comes from the Dover Heter. Odilma, Basar Tosefos Hazlinin. Or maybe you go Basar, the addition, the expansion did not have a Heter. Maybe that sways it, and it makes the Iker into a Dover Osir also. Yachiyavo Eimer Haba, and it's not going to be mutter until the Eimer comes, the Eimer Haba. Let me read it first. Tiv Shed Lay, Faith and Gemara, let's say we could resolve it from the following din, the Omer of Ravel, Omer of Yechanin, Yaldish Hesivcha Biskeda. Let's say you had a tree. The tree was less than 3 years old, and it was Arla, so the Paris are Usher. And then you grafted it into a tree which does not have an Isser Arla, it's an old tree. So this way it became part of that tree, and it was fused together with the tree, and uva paris. And then the branch, there are paris, and the paris expanded. So really it became part of the old tree. These paris are really usher. And then you planted it or grafted it into the tree that's usher, and the paris expanded. Afilu Haisef Mimasayim, even if it grew 200 times, which is a sheer bittel by Arla, Our luck, Eliakim. These are dinim that are, even if it's 200, if it's 200, it's not b'sheir bittul. Yeah, they have to, more than 200 to share bittul. But even if it grew this so substantially, it's still going to be usher because you vice vice nice that you go busser the you go busser the ikker. The ikker becomes the ikker that was usher because it came from Yalda. The Tosefos takes on the din of the ikker, and if the ikker was usher because it's our law, then the rest becomes usher also.
Well, you start from
Shua? I'll come right back to this. I'm going to read from the reading it for you. Had a butzel that planted it in a vineyard. Benekar, Karim, and then the Karim was uprooted. Afilu haisid lemasayim. Even if it was the shuslu, you planted it originally in the carry, bear the carrot. The nekar carrot, and then the carrot became bottle. Afilu haisid lemasayim, asr. Even if that grew and expanded 200 times, it's still going to be asr with the dinam of kilayim. And that the Gemara says, therefore, we have a raya that you go bust on the ikker. But the word, no, he gufa kabivah, that's gufa what we're talking about here. And that's gufa what the suffix was. Is it because it's poshit? Nifsha chita lay the rabbat in the bust on ikker as later. It says poshit, you go bust on the core of it, the ikker of it. Laishna kula, laishna lachumra. It's body like that, whether it results in a kula or a chumra. Odilma, maybe spooky misafka lahulachumra. Therefore, whichever way the chumra, we don't know exactly whether it's vaday or not. Lo spooky misafka lahulachumra, I'm reading. The kulalay, I'm reading. And on that, the Gemara remains with a teiku. Rashi comes over here originally by the Shaila. And Rashi tells us, when the Gemara had the suffix of the Shibailus, remember the Gemara had the suffix of the Shibailus that became Mutter with the Eimer. So Rashi told us, Vishasla liachar ha'Eimer. Does everybody have the Rashi? Vishasla liachar ha'Eimer v'hasifa mashahu. And it was spicy for mashahu. Was he one with the mashu? Seems that if it was not, it was only because it was a mashu, a little bit, therefore this is sad that it's going to become Mutter. On the other hand, let's say, what was it with Mashu? Let's say, group 100 times the amount of the Shibailus. There Rashi says it's Avada going to be Usher. Now what it shows, what does he mean? What do you mean it's going to be Usher? It's only at Sad that it's going to be Mutter, where it grew a Mashu. Now the Gemara says by Kili Akarim, the Gemara says by Arli, even if it's Isaiah like, Masayim, that it is that's going to be Usher. It's what Rashi saying, it was only Masif and Mashu. So Rashi, the Mashahu, he's saying it's going to make it, it might make it usher. That's the suffix. You're right. What was the ikker? The ikker, that's what, what was the ikker? The ikker was mutter. It was the thing. Now what did it grow? It grew a Mashahu, but it might still remain that. Let's say the Tosefos was an expansion, a very big amount, very large amount of expansion of Isser. Rashi said, Avada will be Isser. What are all the cases of the Gemara? What are all the cases of the Gemara? The case of the Gemara were where the Iker was Isser and the expansion is Mutter. Right? Let's take the case of Arlo. It was a Yalda Shesitcha Biskeina. It was the Alda, so the Iker was Usr. Not like this case, where it was Mutter. And what happened? It was Maisim Messiah of Heter. It's still going to be Usr in that case. Take the case of the Karim, where the Butzel was also Usr. That's the Chilik. Now the question is, how's it the Chalik? Now we have over here.
But it's not
Well, that's not pushing a year over here. It's a nice one. You have to wait a year. That's not pushing that it is like that, because it should be like that. Yeah, in other words, that's the big challenge. Let's say the reason for the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir in Shleto B'Yisrael, Shleto B'Heter. Yeah, is that a reason to wait a year? That's right. Again, chametz also. Because when you have chametz, challenged by chametz, it's called it's the Yeshua Batirin or not. It's a case of, because you wait, well, but it might not be because you wait a year, it's going to be usher again. Right? That's the Rambah in Hilchos Taruvos that we have. So the Shaila is over here, how do you look at it exactly? Chametz is a unique, more of a unique thing. It's a davar usher, it's a davar mutter after Pesach, and then it becomes usher again next year. So what do you look at? How do you look at that? How do you look at Shetachleta Bissin, Lechleta Beheter? Now, for that reason, maybe you should, but it's right afterwards. Here it's going to be mutter a year later. That part is, by saying that part is not Pashut. Already, why we should say it or not. But, that's a Shiloh we have is the Gemara's and the Darren. When do you go Bussin the Iker? You don't go Bussin the Iker. When you go Bussin the Iker, you don't go Bussin the Iker. That we have over here, and yet at the Gemara over here remains with a suffix. The Gemara here remains with a suffix, but Rashi's telling us the way Rashi learns up the Gemara, he must be machalik between a davar heter that expanded into iser, as opposed to a davar an iker which was an iker which was usser. That expanded it to Heter. It's part of it. Yeah, even if it's a shear of Bittel, it might not be. The reason is. We're talking over here, he did it. First of all, we're not talking about Stab the over here, whether or not it's Mutter or not. We want to know what's going to be the Din, whether he's Mutter to do it or not, when Demar doesn't even deal with this. Whether it's Babat, that's not the relevant over here. We want to know, and over here, even if it is a sheer bittel, for example, he had a kerub of Isser Hadah, Kilei HaKerub, he had Arla, and it expanded. Even if it's a sheer of Masayim, which is normally enough to be Mavato, over here, what will happen? It might not be totally there. Maybe it's a shear of Bittel, and it still won't work because the Iker itself, because the Iker itself was Aser, and then it grew and expanded into a davar heter, which is the sheer bittel, it might not work. It might not work. Why? Because if it's growing from Isser, that in itself would be able to become Isser. Or maybe not. Maybe it does. Not that it takes on the din of the Isser. It remains, it has its own identity of a davar heter, and honor of it. It sways the Iker, and that itself becomes bittel in that, comes out, therefore, what? So which one is it? So we don't know which one it is now. Of course, it's going to be totally another thing also. Whether Bittel, there's a din of Bittel or not, but Makai, where it was Nylon in the Taruvus. Remember we talk about Bittel, remember we're talking over here, you have a Taruvus, and you had, for example, you had a soup. And you had a piece of Isser that fell into the soup of Heter. The Heter was Heter. The Isser was Isser. Now the Isser fell into the Heter. Well, let's say the Bittel, what did not come because the Isser came in. The Isser was Nylon in the Taruvus itself. For example, let's say you had a Taruvus of grapes. And in the case of the Ramah that we have is, it was born, it was a grapes on Yom Tov let's say, fell in to where it became that, where it was mukta. Let's say mukta. So if it's mukta, you can't eat those grapes, but it fell into the taruvis. There, you should be mukta to do it. But you can't, of course, buy mukta to say, because that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Is there a slumra of davar sheyesh lo matirin in that case where, well, there it fell into the taruvis, where it was nylon in the taruvis, let's say. They're talking, let's say, in this case where it became nylon in the taruvis. Where it was nylon in the taruvis, over there, it won't be a reason. There's two svaras, the opposite svaras. Over there we say that, let's say it became nylon in the, it was all mixed up together from before. And then it got smashed and it became disconnected. So over there in that case, we're talking over there that it was nylon in the taruvis. Over there, there won't be a chumra because it's more of a reason to be bottle. Or we have another side, like the Rebbe Yehuda argues, we have another case like that, that there's more of a reason for it to be usher in a case where it's nylon in the taruvis. Over here, it's not Pashup Bechlal that there should be over here. What kind of a din of bittel anyway over here? Because where it's nylon in the taruvis, the whole din of the bittel wouldn't apply in this kind of a case. So, how do we view it exactly? Well, that's Ochai Rabbi. According to the Tzad, that it's going to be mutter, where the davar or ikker was usher, why is it going to be mutter over there? We said we have a suffix, maybe. The ikker was usher, and then the expansion was a davar heter. That was the case of Arla. That was the case of Kiliyah Karim. They mean even the parents of Arla became mutter in the expansion, because the expansion is what's kaiveya, the whole din of the ikker also. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe there's no mukta for the bittel because the ikar is the thing that produced the expansion of the ikar was usher, so it's not like that. Now let's say the ikar was mutter, like our case over here. The ikar was mutter, then in that case Rashi's telling us that where the expansion is a davar usher, that avada is going to be usher. You can never use that, you know, the whole tzad that it's going to be mutter. Would only be bad. What do you mean? What? I think we don't know what to deal with it in the end, how to deal with it. No, but the suffix, according to this, the suffix will be, let's say in our case over here, when it starts up with the dover heter, whether or not when the iser was minimal, when the iser was minimal, that's the case. The case where it's not minimal, that avada is going to be usher. Where it's minimal,
that's
worse. If it's
even minimal
might be usher. In a case where it's more, there's no. Well, by the way, Rashi says it over here. There's no. Rashi's telling us there is no suffix here. Where the iser is minimal, where the ikar, I mean, is minimal, and it grew more. Without the Rashi, I would say it's not like this, like Rashi. I would have thought that maybe if the ikar itself was mutter, no matter what the expansion is, even if the expansion is usher, it becomes mutter because it was produced from the heter. That's what I would say. Ladi is 90. Rashi is not like this. That's right. Rashi tells us what's the suffix where it says sifu mashu. Let's say it was not a sifu mashu. Then there's no suffix.
What?
It's vada yosser. What's he coming to say? Rashi's telling us it was, we know it says it was maisif. So Rashi, what was it maisif?
A drop.
Let's say it didn't grow a drop. Let's say it grew a lot. What? If it grew a lot of iser, it
would be usher. If it multiplied
up, would be
usher.
Joe.
Okay, I'm. What do you say? It grew a lot.
We have a tzad that it's mutter, though, right? Is it a tzad mutter that if it grew a lot?
I think what Joel's trying to say is rations.
What do you say? If it grew from a dover, the ikar is a dover heter. The expansion if by itself would be usher, right? Rashi says the suffix that we have in the Gemara is not over there. We have a tzad that it could be mutter because of the ikar.
Maybe that's already a mutter problem.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're missing something. We're not talking to the resonance of knife over here. Don't give up like that. Rashi's telling us there's the ikar, which is a davar heter. The ikar, which is a davar heter, might be a reason to be matter even the yisr, where it grows. But only where it's minimal. If it's a lot, then there's no reason for the ikar to make the expansion mutter. Even though it's growing from that, Rashi's telling us. You vada'i have to deal with the yisr. On the other hand, let's say it's only minimal. If it's minimal, then you can take that expansion, I mean, mevatel it in the ikar. Rashi's telling us. That is the exact opposite of what the Gemara is telling us by the case of Kilei HaKeren. The Gemara is telling us over there, even if the expansion is 200, Ava became, it's still going to be us or the ikar. It's still going to be us or the ikar. So it shows what was easy. In other words, there is no tzad heter. There is no tzad heter. Of course there's no tzad heter. Rashi's telling us over there. Because the ikar, we got with them where it started, that makes a difference. If you're starting with the ikar being a dover usher, you're starting with the ikar being a dover heter. Over there, in those cases, Avad, it's going to be usher. Those cases will be usher because the yalda was one which is usher. The kilei akarim is one which is usher. What's growing is a dover heter. That is not going to be mevatel that, according to the tzad. Where it says that in that tzad, that the ikar is a dover usher, the expansion is not going to be mutter, that may be suffic. Bar says even that it did, what is it going to be? It's going to be misafik. There's a tzad that it might be mutter. There's a tzad that it might be mutter. But Alpha became misafik. It's going to be usher. There's a tzad it's mutter, and a tzad it's enter. Makes enough kaminas always in the Gemara's that we have in the Dharam, where the Gemara's also have these svekas. Okay. I'm missing something. I don't hear I have no idea what you're talking about.
Rashi's trying to say, even if it's a
mashu,
it might be
awesome. He didn't say mashu. Rashi's telling us, a tzad heter and a tzad iser. He has to set aside the Gemara like this. This is the case. Now, Shailis, let's say it's not the case. Let's say the case is it wasn't a mashu. Rashi says, in that case, there is no suffix in the Gemara. In that case, there is no suffix in the Gemara. His suffix is only where it's a mashu. The shaila is, the simple question that anybody would ask over here is, if he's learning that's the case, what's worse telling two cases where the expansion is a lot more than a mashu? Huh? So that is b'chai and achilik. Okay, good. Now that we're all in agreement, now, bye, Rabba. What about Lady Meiser Mai? What happens? The same type of thing by my echidoni. Kedag yamdino v'yasrino v'shaslino. V'asifu lahu. Let's say we're cooking that he made the ointment in a mouth. Rashi tells us, shekotzar shibaylim harbe. He was kotzar many sheaves. V'lo dosha. Right? He didn't thresh them. Ela isran. He was ma'asar them right away. And then after he was ma'aser them, mishaslan, la'aysan shalchulim, they took off the iser tevel, and he planted the tevel dikishibalim, planted them, it's really chulim now. Now, im titza laymar, if you go to chumra, to lawas leinid basar ikr, here again, we don't go basar the ikr, and we go basar the expansion. We don't go basar the ikr, like we would, let's say, by the Shibaylis of that that had the Eimer being mutter. We would pater the Tosefes for a miser. The Tosefes by Isuri, Iker Gufa, by the Mehader by Isuri Allah. What will happen now? If you don't go buser the heter of the Iker, and you deal with the expansion, now when you give miser, how much miser do you give? You give miser of the expanded part? You give after re, if the whole thing is chayzim in here, in the Iker, you'll have to reinstate the din tevel and give more. And if it's a laimar layas leiden, buser, let's say you don't go buser the Iker. The Tisefes, by Yisuri, get Iker by, what's going to be good? That's the case. So what is the din here? To say that if you go buser that, how much do you give? Amar layabaya. What do you mean, by shlemi kol chitri visari diaba? What do you mean? How do you normally plant wheat and barley? Normally, when you plant wheat and barley, you take the kernels of wheat, and they expand into more wheat. So why don't you ask the Shiloh over there, what do you mean? Whenever you get to barley, you have to, barley or wheat, you're going to have to subtract the amount of the ikar over there also. Something about it. That has nothing to do with this. Everybody hear this? The Gemara says, there, of course. We're talking where he did it after he was mafresh.
He put it in the house and he brought back the plant?
Of course. He made Avada, that's what he did. He made a, he had a harvest of a crop. Now he takes some of, and he took care of that crop. He was in it, but all of it. And now he planted another crop. He took a sampling of that, that he did. Okay. So now something Gemara, though, but that has nothing to do with us. Why? Wheat and barley is different the way you plant it. The reason is, oh, it keeps coming violet. There, when you plant the wheat and the barley, it disintegrates. When it disintegrates, it's not that that the new kernels are expanding over the acre kernel. When an onion is planted, it's not like that. The bulb expands. When you're talking about, let's say, the paris of a tree, which is a yaldish, a sifam, a skenif, you grafted it together. We're talking about the shibaylis that we have over here in our case. You're talking about expansion. Whenever you plant wheat and barley, it does never expands. It disintegrates and it grows again. Now, therefore, it's not the gaya. But over there, you deal with the whole thing, with the whole kernel, with all the kernels. You don't deal with the suffix, maybe because you take anything off, because it's part of the ikker. The ikker came apart and all decomposed. Something Gemara, my thing should let me hold down my Rabbi Yitzchak, my Rabbi Yitzchak. Look what we have here. Litra Batzel. Shetikna Bizarro. He had, let's say, a bulb or a mount, a litra of onion that he was besaking it. He took off the Isser Tevel and then planted it. Bisaser Vikulo. Here it says, you do. What do? The whole thing becomes, it means that it's Chayzer in near the whole din of the Tevel. Something about, you have to say with this. Hasam Haidus Riyaso. Haha Lahav Haidus Riyaso. What's that? Here the Gemara Dabar, here we have, it says that Shatikno Misasa Lefikulo Rashi over here tells us, Shatrakli Asar Af Litra Rishayna. Alma Hunter Bay Suri, the whole thing is reinstated. It's Chayzer in the ear, the whole thing. The Avogav Dainzaro Kola. Even though the thing itself, the Zaro, remains, the Iker remains intact, it does not decompose or disintegrate. And therefore, an Avo became, the temple comes back. Litro Shedeh Shir Masha Shosal. He knew the amount that he planted. And if that the Gemara says, if that's the derech of how to plant, then Enechanabi. Seem it would seem to be that there's always has to be something there that will be have a status like a seed. Because that's the derech of how you plant. As opposed to something that had a Shema being a Michael, you decided they're going to go do some kind of an aberration. So therefore, it's something about Acha Lav Haidus Riyasa. It's a chiddush. What about this, a similar take, case like this? Atzit she'eino nakuv. You have an atzit that was metaltal. It didn't have a hole in it to have the unique from the ground. Bahu. Not, it was not perforated at all. Ilo nakuv. Halo nakuv. What do you mean? What's the suffix? Tilma chazer v'nakva. We're talking over here, it went, and then afterwards you perforated it. Over here, what would you say? Similar type of svara. Because over here, the whole thing is going, it's all part of the same zriya. Except that what did you do? You connected it to the ground, not as a new act of planting, but merely as an act of perforation. That might have a did of being all the same thing, as opposed to a separate act of Zriya, where you deal with it as being a separate entity. You went in, you made ruach in a decree, you smoothed it out, the decree, and then, the shasla, you then went, after, you was making ruach in a decree, which became tevel, then you planted it, the karal of shame, the mechuber. And you replanted it, again, after it became tevel. Now, what happens here? Came to Marcha, since you were Mareachit, it became Tevel. It became Tevel, it's Mamish Tevel. Therefore, Kikar Allah ashamed, while it was Mechuber, Kachalah, it became Kaddish. You planted it in the ground, the Tevel will remain, and then you'll be Kare ashamed, Truba on it, after you replanted it. Well, Dilma came into Shasla. Maybe you planted the Tevel and Pakala Tivla Bidei. Maybe then the Shem Tevel goes off. What if that's going to be a case? You'll have a case of Mechuber, where you can be Kairay Hashem Truba. Where it's Mechuber Lekarka, Tanana, we love Lomatzina Truma, but Mechuber Lekarka. You can't have such a thing. The Gemara, when the Gemara, so what's the suffix that the Gemara had? The Gemara has a suffix here. What's going to be? The suffix will not only be Lechaira, a Truma. Something's going to be whether, let's say, a person will eat it. Tevel. Let me theorize first, and then I'll come right back to explain more what I mean. The Gemara says, I'm later, but he came and seen a truma. You can have a truma, mechuber lekarka, tanan. You can never have a hafrasha of truma, mechuber lekarka. You can't have that. But over here, you could. Why is it different than regular case where you can never have truma? Because it never gets the shem tevel, but mechuber. But over here, it has tevel from before already. Luther, you planted it. And it will come out, according to this sad, the Shem Tevel will remain, you'll be able to go and be Bapris Truma after it was planted. That's a unique case. When that the Gemara says, Kitanya, don't say what Shem will come to talk, Amala Kitanya he, that was only relevant, and it was only that did, Le'inyan Chiyuve Misa Mechaimish. When it says that you're not going to be mechuyev misa and chaimish if you ate truma, well, it was on the ground. Like we'll see in a second. Kitanya ahi leidin chiyuve misa and chaimish that you're not going to be chaviyed when it was on the ground. The talish, why? The talish v'yachil Because if you'll be Talish and I need it, no, Talishu. That is a case of Talisha. And therefore it's Pasha that you're Chayiv. The Gachet V'Ochil, let's say you bend down and you eat it.
Oh, it's attached.
Oh, you lay down on the ground.
Oh, it's attached.
And it's attached. Yeah. And you bite into it. You're Gachet V'Ochil, then you bite into it. The Gachet V'Ochil. If you did that, but the Daitoetz of Halonim, it's not going to be able to work. And therefore you won't be Chayiv for that. And therefore, that's what that then is relevant. But not Megabe Yas. What are we talking about over here? Yeah, well, over here, what we're talking about is when you're just being Kairi ashamed. That you might be able to do over here, and this is the same thing. Gemara Nachamo. Tibetachin, where Rashi tells us, Shemecha Bikri. Maomi Yahavya Truma Allah, the suffix over here is, it's a truma. Shemecha Bikri. See the Rashi, the suffix. Shehishvu Aisa. What you did is, Shehishvu Aisa Barachas. The Doug Ray, you were mashmit after you went with a pitchfork. With a pitchfork. Shezog for Yusuf the Miser. Makar Allah, Shem Truma. You require the Shem Truma, Bumchumar. Maomi Yahavya Truma Allah. Is it truma or not? In Kane the Khalala Shame Truma, don't you have it? He taught Yahidala Matina Lidin Khayuve Allah Misa Machaibish. What everybody wants to know over here is, I know everybody, but people but why is the Marna asking, well, only the Gabi this? Maybe you should ask this Kasha whether if a person ate it, whether he's Chaibish of Tevil. Well, what's the thing? What are you jumping over here to Truma for? You talk over here that it was Tevil inside. Shows whether it's bottle or not bottle, the Shem Tevil. All right, wait. So therefore, if the Shem Tevil is there and you ate it, are you Chayim Shem Tevil? It's the same Shah Suffolk that we have. Why does Gemara have to go jump to Truma? Why does Gemara have to jump to Truma over here? This is the Kashin, it's Bar Avram, it's this Kashin, and then I was Shleimah. Then the child is what will happen. It would seem to be, well, it's not Pashin over here. Why it should be like that? Why the Gemara wants to, Dafke if phrases the question that way. And the Gemara says that no matter what, if he'll eat it, there's no reason that no way it can be Chayiv. Because if he picked it up from the ground, like what did it, he certainly would be able to do that. He's not going to be Chayiv. There it says that he can't do it. So, it's not what, it's a, not a reference to that. Well, so Gemara says, what happened over here? Kitanya, he laid in Chiyuve Misa Machaibish. Why? The Tolish Viachil, that it's a regular case of Tolish. That even though it didn't, it is Tolish Viachil, but it could be a regular case of Tolish. There's no reason that we're declare about, to think that maybe it should be Potter. Vigachit Viachil, Butler died to wait some Kalada. See, Rashi says, Klushahi. Yakati bimachubar, lo mashkatala. So it's a regular case of Tulusha. Yakati bimachubar, you don't find it. Where he'll eat it. Did he pick it up? It's not relevant. Everybody say, did he pick it up? It's not relevant. Did he bend down? What does it mean? Vlav yachila. Chayim means it's like a derech achila. He means like a derech achila. What? Listen, not even nobody would eat like that. Even though, I hate to be such a killjoy over here, but this is different than a regular case. No, let's say the case like you're saying, Kaitzer. The way you went and detached it was not the normal way, the way people detached it. Over here, when you detached it, we're not talking about achila from that yet. The achila is going to take place when he's going to have hadas garen or hadas meyav. That's no different than a person normally would do it. The way he got it into his mouth.
He had it by shaying off.
Wait. Excellent.
No, by shaying off from a tree.
What?
When the shaying off from the tree.
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Gvaldik, Gvaldik, Tushka. But the Gemara is saying that Nachamo. Over here, the way he detached it and got it into his mouth was not the normal way, the way people get things into their mouth. But once it's in his mouth, he doesn't eat it any different than a regular person eats it.
Yom Kippur is chayv?
Well, what happened in Yom Kippur? Let's assume in Yom Kippur, shleiket derech achila. Let's assume by achila, you're assuming shleiket derech achila is potter. So let's all assume that. Right? I say you're right, the Rambam. But then, will he be chayv for that? Is that called eating shleiket derech achila when the only way he brought it into his mouth was shleiket derech? Or it means shleiket derech achila means while you are in the process of eating, you're eating it in a way where people don't eat it. For example, let's say you doused it with an excessive amount of salt. Nobody eats like that. So when you're eating it, it's shleiket derech. Something like that.
It's just the food itself.
So the food itself, or let's say, again, let's say he took it intravenously. I'm not saying intravenous shleiket derech, it's a lot worse than that. But let's assume the intravenous is some shleiket derech.
Somebody else put it in his throat.
He didn't put, yeah, or somebody else put it into his throat, maybe, or something like that. That's the achila is being done shleiket derech. Over here, he got it into his mouth shleiket derech. Is that called shleiket derech? Or is it not called shleiket derech? What Shmuel is saying, he's saying something I think very profound. Shmuel, I'm nemesis and I'm the spoil from it. I would feel like doing it. If I wouldn't embarrass him, I would get up and I would give him a kiss. But there are two reasons. First of all, I don't want to embarrass him. Number two, it's very hard for me to get up. Rashi, what he's telling to is a machlokes between Rashi and the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam in Bava Kamma. On the above. But it says that what happens if a shor will eat from things that are growing from Nichsei Hegdish. So Rashi says that if a shor will go and he'll eat pears that are growing from Nichsei Hegdish, they're he's not Mila because they ain't Mila Bekarkos. So if it wouldn't be for that, he would be Chayiv. Because they ain't Mila Bekarkos. So one of the kashas that, other kashas also, one of the problems is, if a person will take an apple growing from a tree of Hegdish and he'll bite into the apple, is that called ain't Mila Bekarkos? Or it's not, he went and he took an apple from a tree of Hegdish. So what did he do? He first bit off the apple, and now what? Now he's chewing on the apple and swallows it. Well, the Hegdish, the premise is, you can't be mile if you do it shalika derech hanah. That's Shita Satoisvis. In Psochem, rather. If he ain't, a person is neder from Hegdish, like a derech hanah, he's not mile behegdish. Over there, it's Michayev or not. Rashi says the only reason why he's going to be potter over there, because ain't mealy keep him up when you're doing it in karka. Comes the Talmud to Rabbeinu Tam. But the Kabbalah says, that's not being neder from karka. You're being neder from it after it's in your mouth. Why is Rashi calling that Mila Mikaka from Rashi? It would seem to be that when you take it, the way you take it off to get it into your mouth plays a role in whether it's called taking it from eating, being neder from karka or not. So I think what we have over there, when we left from a cup, we arrived from over here, the whole would seem to be like that. Arrive from here, here you have that, the act, not only of the eating, but the way you brought it into your mouth, because it's a chelik of the eating. And that's called shalik kederach, by shes butler daito itzik haladim. Therefore, by a behemoth, of course, when it is kederach, by talking about a behemoth, if the din would be mila, but by karka, he would be chayim mishum megila. By a person, you don't do that. It's called being netted. That's Talmud the Rabbeinu Tam asks on that. It's not called being netted from Karka. That's the beer advarm of what Shmuel is saying. Huh? What'd you say? I can hear one. Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
You are to go
to all right. So the chayav, that's what we see here.
Give me a long time here.
All right. Oh, I'm really, really overwhelmed by that tzushna. Zoti Gemara, the talish v'yachel, talishu. The gachet v'yachel, it's what would die to eitzel chaladim. Great thing about my show, because of a pickus of the ilfa. Now we have another thing. Here it says, Bayib nevelas oif tahar. We know that the din is, if a person swallows the nevela of the oif tahar, and it Matame him in the base ablia. Mitzasad bechutz. Now, but over here, what did he do? What did he do? He nevelas otar, he's mitzasad bechutz. That's the egg of it, I mean. If he eats the nevela of the oiftar, it's Matame begun in my base ablia. So now what? But here he ate an egg that was coming out, on its way out from the nevela. Half in, half out.
Still attack?
Yes. Bay the Ilma, Bay the Bayless Eif Tahar, Mitzasan Bechutz, Mitzasan Bifnim, half inside, half outside. The Bifnim, if he goes and he eats the egg, which is inside the Nevela, Bifnim, Metabe, Begonim, Abbe Sablia, it will be Metabe him because that's called, it's part of the Nevela, it's inside the Guf. What?
It's like the bird itself.
It's like the bird itself. Talush. I mean, if it's on the outside thing that he ate, ain't the time he begun about Vesablia. So, Aibazai, over here, that makes enough Kamina, the God made this, to tell me about Vesablia or not. If it's with him, see the way Rashi tells us, Kigai Bayim that are Ma'urim, inside the tiny guileless part of this part of the outside, if he was mapped his mouth into the cavity of the eye, and he ate it. Smitami Bikonima Besablia like an avail safe to her. These things. Alma Habiachila Vlomer Butla Daito. Don't you see over there that it's called an Achila?
Explain
the because then it's not part of the buzzer.
But it died.
It has to be Ma'ur Begin.
But it died then.
That doesn't make a difference. It has to be part of the Nevela. It has to be part of the Nevela. If it's in the state of being Ma'ur Begin, it's part of the buzzer of the Nevela.
On the part of the animal is
an available?
You
pull out his kishkis
and eat them.
No, the kishkis is the buser itself. The egg is different. The egg has to be Ma'ur Begidin. If the egg is Ma'ur Begidin, then it's part of it. If it's not, then if you take it out, then it's not going to be that. No. So here it says, so that's Nachama. The biggest raya is, I mean, well, all right, that doesn't make a difference how it came out. I mean, if it's inside, it's Ma'ura. It's Ma'ura. So then, but it's part of the buser. The other one is not part of the buser. Once you take it out, you take it out, then it's going to be a different thing.
You're telling me that
Bela
has to be only more
beginning,
that means it's not a good comparison to another
case. No, it is. It's part of the buser. But in order to be part of the buser, it's more beginning. Yeah.
But can you compare it to
so much? That would make a difference over there. Just whether or not, we just were comparing it, whether it's called the Derech Achila or not. That's the only thing. That's not a direct tushna. Just whether it's called Derech Achila or not. And on that thing, Lamar is saying it. It says, Alright, the shail is what, in other words, over here in our case,
the ground,
nobody eats like that. Over here, people would eat like that. And therefore, we could have, therefore over here would be it. So the Gemara says the reason why it's going to be Metamed, but based on Leah, is because it's not so far-fetched that people would want to eat the egg like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's hard to relate to that. But all right, but that's how the Gemara says. From here, this Gemara, we have a Raya with the Gender of the Bailiff's Life Taurus. Why it's Metabe. Remember, we have the whole Shiloh between Rab Chaim Chazaynish. Whether or not the Gender of the Bailiff's Life Taurus is in Rab Tumas Maga because it's there, or because it's a thing of Tumas Maisa Achila. If it's there, from this Gemara, we bring a Raya. Bekman Araya from this Gemara, the Chazaynish in Zovim. It's also a Chazaynish in Zovim, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Think Araya from this Gemara that the gather of the din of Tumas, the Bailus of Tar, is a din in Maisa Achila. Therefore, that makes this Nafkamina. I don't know if Baruch David is there. Baruch David, are you there? Huh? Baruch David, you're not there. All right.
Do it, I heard.
So here, yeah. Omer Abtubi, the Gilby Marquis, and Omer Shmuel. Hazareya, Kilayim, Beyonce Chaino Nakuv. Lesser. It's an Otter Chaino Nakuv.
Where's the Yanika from the ground?
It's not. There is no Yanika from the ground. It's Aino Nakuv.
Rebbe, I'm still here. I just couldn't get myself on mute. I heard the Rebbe. I heard the Rebbe said with Reb Chaim if it's Maga or not.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I couldn't unmute myself.
Something like that. You know, I didn't hear anything.
No, I wasn't leaving.
I knew there was some other reason that you didn't have a comment. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay, you explained it like Marcus Mardis with Rabbanin. All right, we can understand that. Hello, what's our shopper? Hello, Usher, Michael Bashmalon. What do you mean, Machanish? That it's Usher in the case of because it's it's Ada Nakuv. That's Pasha. Michael Bashmalon, Rabbanin. Rabbanin Ham Yisriya. We know that already. Tara Mishayda Nakuv Ashiyala Al Nakuv Truma. Yeah, so the intro. It has a Shem Truma, but even in things that are growing. And an otzer she'ein onakuv, midrabbanan is going to be a chiyuv. Avada midrabbanan is going to be a chiyuv. It's not going to be a problem the araisa, but that already is a davar pashut for that. You didn't have to come and tell us that. All right, it's so right. Not the Mishnah. Achitim, Vasirim, Vakusmin, Ashibal Shua, Vashipun. These are the five Chabeshis Bidei Dogon that create Hashem Lechem, that Matzah, these are the ones that we eat, and Schaiv and Chala, Harei El Chayof and Mechala, because that's what it takes to make Lechem. And the Gemara will learn out the drasha for this. And umitzdarf and zayim zeh, if they're mitzdarf with each other, we'll have to see them together of the tziruf. These are the stiris that we have in here in Chala. When it's mitzdarf, how is it mitzdarf? Makes enough gemina, and what meanim are mitzdarf to each other? The asur mechadosh. It's negayah to us over here because these are the things that are also before chadosh. The chadosh is midei dogon. Lifnei apesa. I mean, litzah, but lifnei ha'aymer. There's another iser that we have of being kaitzer before ktsira of the aymer. Imi shrishu kaitem li aymer. Let's say it takes root before the aymer ha'aymer batiran. How long does it take root? What would you say that? Araya, Gemara Roshana? 3 days. We give it 3 days to take root. Tana, Kusmin, Min Chitim, Shibal Shom, Shibat, Min Sairan. When we talk about, Kusmin, Kus, all right, spelt, and Shemal Shul and Shibun. are classified under as iron. We have different sheetness and gabi this too. But our Gemara is saying it from a brisa. Kusmin is a mitchitim shmal shod sheepin is a man of barley. What is it? Gulva. Sheepun is dishra. Shmal shod shibaila talu. Shibaila talu. Hani in. Iris v'daychad la. We have a fundamental shaila that we have right away here. I don't know how to hear it. When we say kusmin is a mitchitim, let's get it over here. It's chayvet chala. We're saying it's going to be. It's great. It's going to be chayvet chala. It's going to be aser and chadash. Is it called one of the shivas aminim? Or let's say the Torah came and the Torah told us brachachrayna brachachas mishiva. Can you make a mincha when there's a din by a carbon mincha that you have to bring chitim? Can you bring a mincha from kusmin? It's a mid-chitim. Can you bring, let's say you didn't bring pure unadulterated chitim, you brought kusmin. There are those who hold, yeah, but before she reshal me that you cannot do that. Reshal me in chala tells that you can't. A raya from a pasuk, by the way. I don't know if anybody wants to bring a raya. Vachita bakusemes lo nuku. Alright, but we did, but the Shalmi is the head of the, but the Shaila is, and the big Shaila is, for example, let's say you want to bring Bikurim. Bikurim can only be brought from Shemes Aminim. Can you bring, is there a din of Bikurim from Kusmin or for Shmuel Shul Meshipun? And that's a big Shaila, how to learn Taisus and Psachim and Daflam and Zayin. It's a very, difficult thing. According to the Marsha, the way he learns it, you'd be able to bring it. The Yeshua, it's not like that. It's a big machlaikis is how to, Minchas Saita, the same thing. Let's say the Minchas Saita you'd bring from Shmuel Shul Meshipa. Same thing. Shmuel Shul Meshipa. If the other hold, Shmuel Shul Meshipa. But in this, from the Rishami, they say that you would not be able to do that. The Mila of the thing itself, Mamishchitim, it's not. You can't bring it. You can't bring a mincha from a kusmin. You can't. And you wouldn't be able to bring a mincha saiti. You would not be able to bring it. Big child might be kurim. In my sefer, I deal with this. I bring a raya, good raya, I think also. From there, for them, do with the Lord, like the Marshan, if they Yeshua, and the Tais, and Sachem. But I'll come upon him, that's where we are. Haniyin, Iris, Vitechen, Lo. But you can only have these, Irfan, Chaneshis, Aminin. I have a Shem Lechem, but not Iris V'deichen. Minadim in the Iris V'deichen. It's rice and millet. Minadim in the Hanin Amri Shlaka Shasi Lechem Lechem Imatsu. Ksim, it says, Hacha, behind my Chalam, I am Lechem 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 Aretz. Ksim, Asam Lechem Aini. So over there, it's not Mechlau Lechem by Matsu, it's not going to be Mechlau Lechem over here either. And how do you know you can't be Eitzim Matzah with Iris V'deichen? Amr Yishlokish, Chaitan Edvei Rabbi Yishmael, Chaitan Edvei Rolezer Ben Yankiv. Makro Losecha Olam Chamei, Shivas Yom Tech Olam Batzes Lechem Oini. Dvar Mamei, the Abayim Lidei Chibutz. Adam Yeitzim Edi Achamasa V'Pesach. It has to come Lidei Chibutz. Yatsu Eilu, Shein Bay Lidei Chibutz, Elu Lidei Sirchein. They don't come, the chemical reaction is not one which is qualified as chametz. It rots. And therefore, that does not qualify. On the other hand, we have another sheet that Agamar does not bring. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Himsochem, who holds that you can. Where it shall be asked, you know, why don't you just take a look, see what comes with the chibutz. Shall be answers, they did it, they tested it. And the Shaila is a judgment, what it's called. Is that called Chibutz or is it called Sirchein? That's the Machlaikis that we have over here. Of course, alright, I guess we have to stop over here. We have a lot of these things that we have to deal with over here. And I'll wait till tomorrow, Mitzvashim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.